It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Samantha Stofgren. She is with the Manti La Salle National Forest. And with Labor Day coming up this weekend, hunts are right around the corner. I thought it would be good to get her in and talk about, you know, everybody knows the do's and don'ts when you go camping, but it's always good to get a little refresher. We can all have and use that, and that's a good thing to have. So we brought her in to talk about that, talk about fire restrictions. There's, you know, spoiler alert coming up for that one. And other great things that are going on and have been going on throughout the end of the summer. So, Samantha, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And speaking of doing well, I'm going to just let the cat out of the bag. There are no fire restrictions, right?
No, there are not. These late monsoonal rains have been really great for our forest, and there are no fire restrictions across the entire Manti La Salle.
And I can't remember a year when we haven't at least had one in the last 5 or 10 years.
Right. Our south zone along the Moab and Monticello areas were in restrictions for the majority of our summer, but our northern zone here, we did not enter restrictions once.
And that's great. And you guys, was that about a year or two ago you guys decided to kind of get with it with the Forest Service and with the Bureau of Land Management and just kind of say, look, you know what? If you're going to put a fire restriction on something, then everybody's going to go into fire restrictions. Was that a couple years ago that you guys did that?
The last couple years, there's been a strong emphasis that we go into restrictions with our agency partners so that for the communities in those areas, it's the same across the board. You're not changing restrictions when you go from one county to another or when you go from BLM land to national forest lands.
So the great thing is if the national forest says there's no fire restrictions, the BLM is going to say the same thing and vice versa. So we're good this weekend. And with the hunts and everything coming up, fires are going to be okay.
Yes. So more than likely, it's similar, but it's always good to double check. Here recently, some of our central Utah counties did go into restrictions, but our forest did not. So it's always good to double check with the agency that you're going onto that land just to be sure. You don't want to get in trouble.
And once again, that doesn't mean get out there and go crazy.
No. It still means to recreate responsibly. Make sure those fires are out. Don't leave them unattended. If it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave alone. You know, pour those water, stir the coals, real basic, you know, think Smokey Bear lessons.
That's right. So we've got that going for us. And once again, if you're headed out this weekend in our area here.
Correct.
In the North Manti and all those great things, you know, and that includes like Huntington Canyon and,
yep,
and that no fire restrictions up Huntington Canyon. So that is a bonus for this year for those of us that like to go out and go camping and have that campfire. It's not camping without one.
Right. And a lot of our folks out there on hunts like their warming fire. So, you know, it's a nice bonus for them to be able to get toasty by the fire.
Absolutely. All right. So we've got that. Now let's talk about camping restrictions because, you know, there are certain things and rules that you have to follow when you go camping in certain areas and that doesn't change. So let's get into those for just a moment.
Sure. So we have a couple limitations. Camping time is limited to 14 days. And what that means is your campsite from the time you put that equipment there to the time you pack up and leave must be within a 14-day limit. Once you're ready to move your camp, if you want to continue camping and stay on the forest, you do need to move your campsite a minimum of 10 miles to a different location. And on that note, especially with our hunts and Labor Day weekend coming up, we just want to remind folks that camping equipment may not be left unattended for longer than 72 hours. So that means you cannot go up and put your camp trailer in a spot today and then go up there on Saturday to camp. You need to be at your camping equipment within 72 hours of placement.
So, and there was a thing we talked about last year, is that what, did you have to stay there the first night and then it would,
yes,
be, then you'd have 3 days that you'd,
yep,
be okay? Is that how it worked?
Yep,
is that what it was?
That's still also the same rule. You still need to occupy your site that first night. And then you can leave it unattended up to 72 hours, but no more.
For instance, you could go out on Tuesday, stay the night, Wednesday, Thursday, and then go back Friday.
Yes.
Is that how that would work?
Yep. And if you do see equipment that you feel has exceeded those limitations, we recommend that you call your district office and let them know so that we can engage with law enforcement officials and send them up there. The first step is to send a reminder and let folks know the rules. And then if issues continue, it's escalated from there.
Okay, so you've got that as far as camp placement. You know, make sure if you're going to be there for more than 14 days, you got to move 10 miles away at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're welcome. And then that starts the clock over, right?
Yep. So you could be out there for, you know, several weeks, but after 14 days, you do need to move your campsite at least 10 miles.
Okay. Well, what else have we got that are different rules and things that people should follow when they're out camping on the Manti?
So vehicles may be no more than 150 feet off the road for picnicking and camping unless otherwise posted. So if you're looking for that kind of off-grid experience. And we also ask that everyone's travel on designated roads and trails. If you're out there and you want to get from point A to point B and you don't see a road, that does not mean go make a road for you, because that creates a lot of work for our Forest Service employees later on. They have to go and fix those areas. They have to clean up the area that you've damaged. And now you've impacted the area for other users as well.
So you just got to be cautious and think about everybody else when you're out there. Don't just think about yourself, basically.
Correct.
Is what's going on.
Just be respectful of the land. You know, make sure you pack in and pack out what you bring. Don't leave your trash laying around for other people to have to pick up. These are public lands for everyone to enjoy. It's not your backyard you're camping in. You know, just be respectful and understand that everybody is out here using this land. And when we take care of it now, we're taking care of it for future generations as well.
Perfect. Is there anything else you wanted to get in there before we take off?
No, I think that's it. I hope everyone is safe out there. The safety is our number one priority, just making sure that you're being aware of hunts going on. If you're out there hiking, wear bright colored clothing. Just common sense and be respectful of others and have a great time.
That's the most important thing. Get out and have some fun.
Absolutely.
All right, Samantha, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
That was Samantha Stofgren with the Manti LaSalle Forest here talking about camping regulations and things that are going to, you know, that are going on right now. Get out and have a good time. Once again, now, if you want any information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.